Norse head coach Matt Johnson will join us after the Norse get the victory. Hey, you know what? 27 of 35 from the free throw line stands out. That's pretty good for this team that's not shot the ball very well at the line at times this year. But you were also harping on the guys for rebounding and transition defense like we talked about earlier. So how do you think, how do you assess this game here, Matt?
Well, it's a win. We're 3-0 in the league, so I think it's a good one. But I think we could have played better. You know, we did some really good stuff. We had some guys step up. I thought in the first half, in particular in the first half, I thought Ibram played probably his best half. You know, Ryan Sweeney obviously scored it well. Burrell played well. GK did what GK does. Nick was really, really good in the second half for us, especially from three. Three for three in the second half really kind of extended our lead for us. But you know, we were good. We got a win. I think these guys are pretty good. You know, we've got two guys in particular that I think are really, really good. I think the McRoberts kid, number 14, is a stud. He's probably as good as most of the people we play in our conference. And Jones, number one, who I think they just added recently, is a really tough matchup for us. So it was a battle. It was a good team win, and we'll take it. You know, might not have been the prettiest. Definitely can do a better job, I think. I think we need to do a better job, especially defensively. But all in all, good win.
You gave GK a start tonight.
I did. Not because he's from Grand Rapids. You know, he's been playing pretty well for us, and we had a couple guys that were late for practice this morning.
Right.
So there were a couple guys that didn't start that typically do. I'm not going to lie. I think we missed GK's energy coming off the bench. He adds such a different element. You know, probably one of the best players I've ever coached, Tremaine Hill at Hibbing Community College. I don't know that Tremaine started more than a handful of games in his entire career. He was sixth man for us, was an all-region kid, was a great player. Some guys just bring an energy and a spark coming off the bench that you desperately need at times. And GK is one of those guys. He just adds something when he gets in there. That offensive firepower, that energy, that big rebound, you know, that you need. And with him in the starting lineup, he doesn't start normally because he's not in our top five players or not good enough. He doesn't start because he adds just another element, you know. So
he's just so annoying on the other team. He gets under their skin, doesn't he? And it's not that he talks trash or anything like that. It's just like he outworks so many people and they get, you know, a little annoyed by it.
Well, yeah, 19 points, 8 rebounds, 9 of 11 from the free throw line, a couple blocks, a couple steals. That'll do it. That would annoy me, too. So there's times where GK annoys me a little bit, too. But
Burrell's the one that you harp on the most because you expect the most out of him. And he carried us in the first half of the last game. And this one here, another double-double for Burrell.
Yeah, no, our sophomores, right? I mean, I don't think that should be a surprise. Our sophomores are the ones that are, you know, making a difference and making plays and kind of winning games for us right now. You look at guys that played college basketball last year, Ryan Sweeney, Genesis Kemp, Burrell, Cade LeFevre, Connor Smale, all gave us great minutes tonight. So, good win. Get right back at it in 48 hours and see what we can do.
All right, do your shout-outs.
Shout-outs to Drake and Lily and Kate and my mom and dad and anybody else that's watching or listening. We appreciate it. We got two more at home this week. We would love to see this place packed. Wednesday night, we're here at 5:30 and 7:30, and Saturday, we're here at 1 and 3. We'd love to have the gym full.
Well, it was a good crowd in here tonight, for sure.
So. It was.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Jack.